was one of the organizers of the fest, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Wayne.
Oh, thanks, Karen. Glad to be here.
One of the events was Books That Rock My World, a panel on radical books, and it was discussed on Friday night, and they came up with a list of more than 50 books that either inspired other was longer than expected.
Yes.
And it was books that either, I guess, inspired people towards activism or that they would recommend to other activists or whatever else people saw as a radical book. Were you surprised by what people talked about?
I probably was. You know, there was, I guess I was expecting more of a kind of, because I come out of an intellectual tradition, more of that kind of canon of, and that wasn't there. In fact, you know, if you'll recall, it took a long time before anybody, and it was a you, I recall, mentioned the Communist Manifesto. And I was sitting there thinking, I wonder when that's going to happen. But yeah, I was surprised by some of the books that were mentioned, and pleasantly surprised. I thought the kids' books was an interesting thing, you know, that they radicalize people. And that was the other thing that really kind of struck me, is that there are books that some people might not think are radical, but they radicalized a person at a time in their life when they needed it. I guess there's one thing that I was surprised about in terms of the list. I was looking over the list again today, and it wasn't nearly as many kind of feminist books as I thought there would be. Lots about race, lots about class, lots about U.S. imperialism. You know, things that we would expect, but that I was surprised. Not that there weren't any, just not as many as I thought there might be.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
For you, was there anything that when you heard about it, you thought, "Oh, wow, I want to reread that," or "I want to go reread that"?
There's some, yeah, actually, you know, that I particularly the ones, and I don't. He didn't tell us his name, but there was an Anishinaabe guy that mentioned two or three books that sounded quite interesting, and I'd like to go and have a look at them. In terms of ones that I'd want to go read again, I don't know if there are ones I want to go read again. I've read several of the books on the list. Marie Baker talked about Frantz Fanon, he's one of the authors I haven't really read. I mean, I know about him and know what he has to say, and it kind of made me think, I should actually read what he has to say.
Yeah, I was glad there's the list is now available online as well for people listening. You can find that at a-zone.org. And so it's a great list of more than 50 books.
It is.
I can't remember them all, but I'm excited to go.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a nice resource for people who want to just, you know, want to find some good books to read.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a nice mixture of, it wasn't all just nonfiction. Which I also like to see. You know, there's a good deal of fiction there, as well as nonfiction.
It's kind of nice, too, because it's not one person coming up with the list. It's a group list, and people don't necessarily know each other, so it's really very...
Yes. Absolutely. I thought that was great, because you do get a much more eclectic list of books that had an impact on someone. And someone who's, you know, and people who all sort of share a certain set of values and are looking for certain kinds of books. So you don't have to kind of, you know, oh, geez, maybe this is not a book I should be reading.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you as a publisher, because Fernwood's quite well known for publishing books that are radical and challenging, and not, I'd say, not a mainstream or you know, not a typical publisher. And so for you, what do you think about when deciding to publish a book that you would see as radical?
It was interesting when you posed that to me the other day. I've been doing this for a long time, and lots of it I just do. And I had to sort of sit back and think, okay, what is it that I get a feeling for? Well, I mean, I would say we're looking for, in quite broad terms, books that talk about inequality and oppression, that see the social, cultural, political world we live in as... formed by the oppressions and inequalities that exist, and are books that think about and try to get a conversation going about how to struggle against inequality and oppression. I mean, that's basically what we're looking for, you know, and I said it in more specific terms, I would want to see books that are talking about racial, gender and sexuality, oppression, class oppression, ability. And so those are, that's generally what we look for when we're looking for a manuscript to turn into a book. Now, we define it, I think, in quite broad parameters, because I don't want to be dogmatic. I don't think there is one path to the struggle against or an attempt to find a world that's free of oppression and inequality. There's many ways to get there. And so we do try to keep it quite a broad idea of what can assist in that conversation amongst people. I think the distinction between, not distinction, but thinking about radical books and radicalizing books is a good way to think about it. Because there are some books that may not be as radical as others, but they do help people think about where they're at and try to sort of move on. I think about myself many years ago, one of the books that had a huge impact on me, and it just happened to be at the time when I needed it, was C.B. McPherson. And C.B. McPherson is not a particularly radical guy in the, class in Marxist politics, but what he had to say at that time helped crystallize in my head something. So we're looking for books like that too. You know, I would say, you know, I mean, we do have some limits. There are some books we won't publish. But I would say that's generally what we're looking for. Mostly nonfiction, although we started a couple of years ago doing some fiction books. They're a little more difficult to find, or not only find, but to be sure that you've got a book that really is focusing on social justice and the struggle against inequality and oppression. But that's what I would say, what we're looking for. I'd say I also really look for books that are not purely ideological. I find those boring. You know, I want books, we look for books that are grounded in experience and research and talk about things that relate to people on their in everyday kinds of terms as well, and not, you know, just say the values. They have to be there. But we want something that books that are grounded in one way or another.
I wanted to ask you about one of the books that you published recently, and as part of the festival, the author was there, and that's Nick Barry Shaw's book, Paid with Good Intentions, and it's on Canadian development NGOs and their role in, I guess, in supporting imperialism. Why was Fernwood interested in publishing this topic and this author?
Well, I mean, it fits in with our mandate and what we're looking for quite well, you know, because, you know, it's a good complicated, complex analysis of a complex situation, but Nick shows us through lots of solid research that Canadian, and his own experience with the Haiti solidarity groups, that Canadian NGOs, like NGOs, I think, in most of the Western countries, have become, in a variety of ways, implicated in the spread of corporate neoliberalism around the world. Whether they realize it or not, you know, their funding creates parameters for them, and a lot of the programs that they support, actually, neoliberals find quite acceptable. And I think Nick does a really good job of at least raising some questions and starting a conversation about what's a different kind of NGO and what do we do as people in the privileged Western world when we encounter people from the oppressed Southern world.
Well, it was a great discussion with him yesterday at Mondragon, and so I'm looking forward to reading that book. And thank you very much for coming.
Thanks very much for having me, Karen.